afternoon. I'm Maurice Norville with the latest from Starcom Network News. In the latest, Barbados has recorded yet another fatal shooting, homicide number 18 for the year so far. The deceased has been identified as 17-year-old Deshaun Hinkson of Rock Hall in St. Philip. A statement from the Barbados Police Service says that officers from District C Police Station responded to a shooting that occurred about 10:41 p.m. Friday at Rock Hall in St. Philip. The police say the victim was liming with a few other friends when they were approached by three gunmen who opened fire. Hinkson was struck multiple times and ran to a neighbor's house to seek shelter. He died inside the house. A medical doctor pronounced him dead at the scene. When Starcom Network News visited the Rock Hall St. Philip area, his mother, who did not want to be identified, told us she was at Oyston's when the shooting occurred. She believes Rashawn was not the target.
I was in Oyston's when I got a call. Last time I see was when before I leave home. Yeah, I'm for some chicken, and then he come outside, but he's a cousin. He cousin chicken, and he went up above by the same house. The sound was good. He didn't a bad boy. He don't really mix. He don't really talk. I don't feel any shots was for him. Not that I feel. I know that the shots wasn't for him. Wrong place at the wrong time.
She said Deshaun had recently completed a skills training program to be a joiner with the National Housing Corporation. Government has included literacy programs within the Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative to address challenges that have forced some participants to drop out of the first cycle of the program. This was revealed by Minister of Education Kay McConney as she addressed stakeholders for the launch of the second cycle of the training for the construction sector at the Barbados Community College yesterday.
You heard Minister Husbands and others say that 1,552 exactly, but they said about 1,500 were trained in this program. But here were some of the challenges. Not all were able to complete the program. Some of them had family problems, some of them had financial problems, some of them had literacy problems, where some of the work in the programs just exceeded what they could handle. And we see this not as an impediment, but we see it as opportunity.
And she thanked the institutions, including the National Transformation Initiative, for developing programs to deal with the challenges.
It is opportunity now, and I want to thank all of the institutions who have now come together to put a literacy program in place that supports the construction gateway, so that those who had to leave the program because it was heavy lifting can now have support within the program to help them go further.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Consumer rights group, the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, is appealing to the commercial bank sector to revise its banking practices as the group reports some of its policies for transactions are causing undue hardship for customers. This after the organization received complaints from customers who reported having challenges carrying out basic transactions like opening or closing of accounts. BSEN's executive director, Maureen Holder, tells Starcom Network News that banks need to seriously re-examine their Know Your Customer application and anti-money laundering regulations, which she believes may be causing the problem. She says the banking regulations can leave potential customers out of the banking system and is calling for new policies tailored for Barbadians.
Strict KYC measures or even AML regulation could lead to more people being excluded from the banking system, and it could potentially increase the growth of the informal economy. So therefore, BSEN urges banks to develop policies that are relevant to our local context and also to mitigate any potential risk posed to themselves without causing undue hardship to customers.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. and Managing Director of First Retail Incorporated, Omar Hadid, who is the Skechers franchise operator, says they expect in the near future to expand and to have other outlets across the island. His comments came during the grand opening of the Skechers store at Dome Mall in Warren.
As you can see from the response today, there's a huge demand for our brand. Skechers is the second largest footwear brand worldwide. And as you can see from its popularity today, all of our price points are the same, if not less than online. And we're hoping to scale to maybe at least 5 or 6 locations nationwide. We thought that this location was well poised, center of activity. When we did a lot of market research, we saw a lot of traffic within this area, not just in and around, but also at Dome Mall. As you can see around us, the car park is full. As you can see, there's a lot of throughput of vehicular activity, and it's going to be a destination shop for us. So it's well designed, well connected to the surroundings, and easy for customers to connect.
Managing Director of First Retail Incorporated, Omar Hadid, in the 12:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In this edition, Barbados records yet another fatal shooting, homicide number 18 for the year so far. The deceased has been identified as 17-year-old Deshaun Hinkson of Rock Hall in St. Philip. Government has included literacy programs within the Barbados Construction Gateway Training Initiative to address challenges that have forced some participants to drop out of the first cycle of the program. And consumer rights group, the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, is appealing to the commercial bank sector to revise its banking practices as the group reports some of its policies for transactions are causing undue hardship for customers. I am Maurice Norville.